This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Senators Michael Bennett and Cory Gardner have joined a bipartisan effort to have Juneteenth declared a federal holiday. The last one Congress created was Martin Luther King Day in 1983. It took 17 years for it to become observed in all 50 states. More public places in Denver could get new names. Denverite's Esteban Hernandez says the change comes after the Stapleton neighborhood announced plans for a new name.
A city commission will meet this week to begin discussing whether to rename city buildings and parks. It will rely on the public to submit suggestions. The commission will comprise of an existing city community advisory board and Denver City Council members. Since publicly announcing the program last week, the commission has received three requests. Two related to Stapleton, which gets its name from the former city mayor who was a member of the Ku Klux Klan, and one for the historic privately owned Oriental Theater in Northwest Denver. I'm Esteban Hernandez, Denverite.
Nuggets all-star Nikola Jokic has tested positive for COVID-19 in Serbia. ESPN reports his return to Denver has been delayed until next week. Jokic is asymptomatic. The 3,000-acre East Canyon fire near Durango is 95% contained and all evacuation orders have been lifted. Lightning started the fire a week ago. Fire crews are putting out hotspots today. A red flag warning remains in effect in the area. 79, mostly sunny in Pueblo, 86, partly cloudy for Denver. This is CPR News.